Blog Talk Radio.
Upon a time, slowly creeping on me.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm your host, the Perla Negra, and I'm joined by my sexy, sultry voice diva, Mrs. VIP. How you doing tonight, diva?
Hey, diva. How are you? I'm great.
I'm good, too. The night air is right, and the atmosphere is beautiful. Man, I'm feeling all right tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to Diva's Talk, and this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. This is sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links on, Diva. You got yours on?
Always, always, my Diva.
I know that's right. I know that's right. Now, before I go any further, I want to give a big thank you and a shout-out to someone who is a very, very good friend of mine. And he is not only the CEO of Epiphany Radio, he is also the CEO and creator of Raw Links. And I'm going to tell you where to get those in just a minute. But he goes by the name Arthur Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real, the Poet Douglas. Yeah. Oh, baby, baby. The dial-in number is 319-527-6300, and please press that 1 and join us. We'd love you to. Now, you can acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry that myself and my diva speak of on Amazon, and Instagram, and rawlinksdraw at facebook.com. And if you can't get them over there or any one of those places, make sure you holler at any one of us here at Epiphany, and we will direct you in the right direction to acquire those beautiful pieces of jewelry. Now, Diva, tonight is open mic, and we never know what we're going to get with open mic. You know, when we come up with a topic, we kind of can speculate to have something to do with that topic. But when you got open mic,
right,
you never know what they bring, and it could be anything. And which is
right,
fine with me, you know, because we're poets, and we love to poet.
Right.
We love to create, you know. So how's the weather down there before we get into it? How's the weather down there? Because mine got me feeling.
It's beautiful. Yeah, look, I heard it was great up there and hot in Philadelphia.
It is. It's you know what? It's not too hot, but it's humid. The humidity is what gets
you don't have
me. It makes you
shocked.
Feel. Yeah. Well, you know what? We've had a little bit of rain off and on. It's been misty. And tonight, you know, I love rain. I love walking in it. I love the sound of it, the smell of it. And I can just smell it coming through my window. Every time the curtains move, I smell rain. I love it. But it's beautiful. I wish I could sit out there and not be bothered by the ghetto wildlife, like the raccoons, squirrels, the fox, and all that stuff. We got bats and hawks and all kinds of stuff out here. So, you know, it is what it is.
Right.
But I still enjoy it indoors. But you said you don't have the humidity down there?
Not yet, but it's coming.
But it is. I bet it is. Well, I am anxious to get into some poetry. And I'm going to do, I'm going to stand back and I'm going to give you the mic first.
Oh,
let me take this spotlight.
All right. You can hear this.
Hear you. Are you muted or?
Oh. What'd you say?
I couldn't hear you at all.
Oh, wow. Let me see if I can. Can you hear me now?
I can hear you, yeah, now. But I couldn't hear you. I don't know if you started spitting your piece or what.
Yeah. Let me see if I can do this again. Okay, here we go.
Today's society dies. when God was taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, thought it rain, the fall out of the line. Prayer was taken out of school, and the students decided to act out of school. Racism became such blatant, people felt they could no longer talk without packing. And all people know today is packing. People thought they could say anything and not be penalized until someone called our first lady a monkey. Then their job was lost, you see. The day society died, everyone no longer took responsibility for their actions. Violence became an all-time high. Our children's blood stained the streets. Can't you hear our mothers cry? Our fathers are broken hearted, stunned to silence in grief and total disbelief. How the world became so bad. How people have no regard for human life, creating all kinds of chaos and strife. Vigils held, street justice thought of. Restricted. Justice comes swiftly, but the fact remains. God, that fateful day, every way. Yeah, people.
All right, Diva, that's my piece.
It was a little distorted. I could hear most of what you were saying to get the message,
well, you know
but it was.
Let me, yeah, you know what? You know what I can do? Because on my end, it's not distorted. But let me pop it right quick then. All right. The day society died was when God was taken out of the Pledge of Allegiance, and people thought it right to fall out of compliance. Prayer was taken out of school, and the students decided to act a fool. Racism became so blatant, people felt they could no longer walk without packing, and all people know today is stacking. People thought they could say anything and not be penalized until someone called our First Lady a monkey. Then their job was lost, see? The day society died was when everyone no longer took responsibility for their actions. Violence became an all-time high. Our children, can't you hear our mothers cry? Our fathers brokenhearted, stunned to silence and grief, and total disbelief how the world became so bad. How people have no regard for human life, creating all kinds of chaos and strife. Vigils held, street justice thought of, too many tears, going too soon, grief-stricken, the price of love. Justice comes swiftly. But the fact remains, society died that fateful day in every way. And that's that piece.
Oh, girl, that's deep. That is so deep because it hits on pretty much everything that's going on. And this world can be very, very cruel, very harsh, and uncaring and cold. And you spoke on that. Especially about the babies, when they decided to remove God, which is actually a belief in ourselves, everything just started going downhill. And it didn't just start. It's been going on for a long time. I mean, centuries it's been going on. They try to force us to do what they want us to do, believe in deities and their gods. And man, oh man, that was a very, very heartfelt and touching piece. Thank you for that. Wow.
Absolutely. Wow.
Man, oh man. Well,
well then,
I got a little,
enough,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
I guess say enough about me, enough about me. So I'm glad you got something. And knowing you, it's dynamite. So I'm going to.
Oh.
Put the spotlight on you and stage, and off you go.
Thank you. All right, so I think I believe I did this last night on Paul Graham's show, which was an amazing show, I might add. But I'm going to do it for you guys here tonight as well. Right?
All
this
right,
is called, thank you, Painting in the Rain. I have thick skin. But that doesn't mean I can't hurt. So if you want to pull me out from inside to uncover me from the guarded walls I'm behind and look at me with the power to make me lose my thoughts of this world and allowing me to feel your thoughts so that I can always know what you need. Cover was blown long ago, playing in the dark with them, leaving me with a stained and crippled heart, closed off and afraid of this world, unsure if I'll ever be in range of that frequency to shine bright again. But I've removed myself from their ability to have the chance to choose anymore. And in spite of all of that, waiting to emerge lies a beautiful black butterfly dwelling within this cocoon, holding on to hope that real love is possible for her, tangible even. See, we enter these relationships with our eyes wide shut, and I say that because we see the toxic in them, knowing there's little freedom in their kiss, and that our stars don't even align. We lie to ourselves that the toxicity isn't there, even though you feel the fingerprints all over your soul, leaving you seeking and craving their moans, knowing your longing is nothing more than a convenience, because the manipulation of your skin in their lovemaking, powerful. Then you gain some clarity of communication and understanding through their twisted ways that love is an energetic connection which needs to be cared for and fueled from both sides of the bond, where it will slowly wither away and lose its brilliant beauty. And that continuing to deal with them, treating you as a convenience and trying to convince yourself that it's really love, is like painting in the rain. And that's that piece.
Good God Almighty. I'm telling you, Diva, that piece was dope. Took me back, way back to where I didn't want to be. But thank God I'm not back there anymore.
I hear that. That's understandable. Go ahead.
Now tell me, do me a favor, repeat that line one more time about the fingertips and your rubbing your soul or something like that. I'm paraphrasing.
Okay.
I know
okay.
I'm
girl. Okay. I gotta go back. See, we enter these relationships with our eyes wide shut. And I say that because we see the toxic in them, knowing there's little freedom in their kiss and that our stars don't even align. But we lie to ourselves that the toxicity isn't there, even though you feel their finger over your soul.
Yes. Good Lord. How many people have gone into relationships with eyes wide shut, not seeing air one red flag, and knowing right well every time they're with that person, there is something toxic in the air. Come on now.
Thank you. I want to know why it is that it feels like they imprint on our soul, they imprint on our heart when it's toxic. The more toxic it is, the more of a mark and a pull that we feel from them. And we know we see the truth is right there. We choose to continue to go forward deeper into hell. That's what I call it, because that toxic love is no pleasantries in it, none. You think go ahead.
No, you know what? You were just like, why do we still feel? And I think when you swap DNA with someone, you know, whether kissing or raw or whatever that's your desire to do, they leave a piece with you each and every time you're together. And then that's that imprint that they leave, because sometimes that sex is so good, and you know, right well, chewing ought not be doing that. but it feels so good, you'll do it anyway. And then once you leave, you're like, damn, like I feel used, and that's toxic. Absolutely.
But
hey, we had a show about that before, about, you know, sex is powerful.
It is. It is very powerful because sex goes beyond just the physical, the flesh. It is spiritual. It's an exchange of energies. And that energy thing, if anybody has a slight comprehension of how this energy thing works, you will understand what I'm talking about. Energy is in everything. All of us, all around us, constantly, it never stops moving. We're always on a vibration, on a frequency. And it just, it never goes anywhere. You cannot destroy energy. All you can do is transform it and transfer it. So, yeah.
That's right. And you know, a lot of people go, oh, it's a physical thing. That's all it is. Lies.
No.
Because once that DNA is swapped, you're a goner. And it feels so good. You fall into that feeling of ecstasy and a passion and like, I want this person in spite of. And Lord, that's how it goes. Lord have mercy.
Yes.
Lord, we can talk about this all night.
I know. But we got to open up these microphones. But before I do, it's time to pay a bill. So we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen.
Tiffany Radio.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Divas Talk. I'm going to give you the dial-in number one more time before I give it to you one more time. It is 319-527-6300, and please press that one and join us. So I have a number here, and I think I recognize it. And please, if it's who I think it is, and I may mention the wrong name, please don't be mad at me. It's all love. I think this may be Paul Cram. I'm not sure, but I'm going to let them tell you.
I knew it.
See, I'm having technical difficulties, and I'm using one device, so I can't switch back and forth too much because it kind of like knocks me out the studio. But anyway, welcome to Divas Talk. Paul Fram, how you doing tonight, love?
I am feeling wonderful. Definitely enjoying the show, man. Y'all came with some hot pieces, man. That was beautiful, beautiful way to start a show.
Thank you. My Divas was like, man, that thing was deep, though, because she touched on so much of the reality for us, especially when she talked about the babies, the children. Man, that always gets to me, always. But aside from that, how's the weather down there?
I'm actually outside right now. We've been getting a lot of tornado watches. We've had a couple that actually touched down. But they ain't touched down by where I live. It's like on the outskirts of the city I'm in, they hit a bunch of places and messed some things up.
Thank God for that.
I'm going to help with the cleanup efforts this weekend. I'm going to go out there and show my face and, you know, do a little help with the cleanup.
Oh, that's what's up.
I want to say something else since you talk about the helping with the cleanup. When I first moved around here where I live at now, and I've been around here for a little over 30 years, everybody was different to me because I grew up in a certain neighborhood, and I felt like I shouldn't have to come out there and help clean up the mess because I didn't make it. But eventually, I had to take a step back and think, and I started helping every time we would do it every week. We had a block cleanup. So. Man, I just wanted to throw that out there, a little bit of useless information. That's all. But tonight is...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
At one point in time, I wouldn't have done this. What changed my whole mentality about it, honestly, Hurricane Katrina didn't affect me the way it affected a lot of other people in Louisiana. I was actually in Shreveport, like well away from the storm. But this little program I decided to join because it was just something to just say that I did. I didn't think we were ever going to have to do anything. We end up having to go to the Hirsch Coliseum in Shreveport when a lot of people from New Orleans came up there. And to see the faces on these people who have lost everything, like that changed. So things like that, I have no problem going to help out because you never know, that may be the only ray of sunshine that person got. This person may have lost every single thing that they loved and owned.
Absolutely.
From an act of God.
Absolutely.
Nothing they can do about it.
Yeah. That's right. You're absolutely right. That is my mindset. But I think I used to be a little bit selfish when I was younger, just because of toxicity. I came from a very toxic family, a very toxic background, and to be very self-centered because I had a lot of things that were given to me and then taken away. And I felt like what's mine is mine. Once I get it, it is mine. And can't nobody take it from me, you know. So I just was really, really stuck on myself. But deep down in my heart, I knew I wasn't right. So I just went back to being the way that I actually am. And I had the mindset, whatever happens, happens. I'm not going to allow anybody else to change me ever again. So. Thank you for that, Paul Cram. Now, what type of brilliance did you bring for our listening pleasure tonight?
Well, actually, I have this piece. I've spit it once on Mojave's show called Sundown PD, and I was just flipping through my phone trying to figure out what I wanted to spit tonight, and that popped out to me. So I think I'm going to go with that one.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
The life of a black man were to be made into a weekly television program, I truly believe it will be billed as a sitcom geared towards the entertainment of those who already look at us as nothing but jokes. It will be centered around the police department of a fictionalized town with a very realistic racist history called Sundown, USA. The opening credits will display disturbing images of mutilated bodies of black men as a backdrop to introduce the cast of smiling police officers, set to the upbeat strumming of a banjo and a fiddle with the theme music going like this. We're gonna kill us one today, fellas, We're gonna kill us one today, fellas, Traded in our sheets for a badge and a gun. We're going to kill us one today, fellas. Episode 1 would cleverly be titled, Membership Granted. the initiation of Johannes Mercer. The whole episode was filmed in front of a live studio audience, so you know the laughter is genuine throughout the show when they make jokes about Oscar Grant. Mercer was just doing his job. Hell, the boy was warned twice. Not his fault Oscar took his life for granted. The audience again erupts in laughter as the theme song comes back on to close the show. With the amount of material the writers have to create the episode, Sundown PD is destined to be the longest-running television program in history. It will receive many awards, similar to the light jail sentences and paid leaves of their heroes. The only difference between this show and my reality is that on this show, we already know who dies. In my reality, I have to live with the fact that every day I leave my house hoping and praying that I don't end up as part of some other police officer's audition tape for the next episode of Sundown PD. In peace.
Damn.
Yo!
Go ahead, Diva.
Oh,
you first.
Look at him. You know, I heard you spit this piece before, and I'm telling you, every time I get something out of it. And, you know, I can actually see that in my head. Like, there's so many people of the persuasion in the audience, and or, you know, and then within from, like, the outside looking in, like, what the heck are they doing? I mean, what? So, but the... It hits hard, and it makes people really, really think about how racism still exists and never stopped, and Sundown counties, because they still exist as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man, that was, look, that was dope. I mean, I'm telling you, like my diva says, you never disappoint. You are on. Loved it.
Thank you. Thank you so much, VIP. Those Sundown towns.
Mm-hmm.
Like, being from Louisiana, man, like, I've actually seen signs that said, don't let the sun set on your black ass,
mm-hmm.
or it will ride on your grave.
Wow.
You know, like,
God, wow.
This is alive and well.
Wow.
Wow. I'm like my diva.
But I got, I could fight really well, and my trigger finger's amazing, so we can go to war.
Mm-hmm.
I hear that. You know what? It's crazy because now we don't have them on this overall here in Philly, but they're not necessarily called Sundown Towns, but there's still sections of Philadelphia that you just don't want to be in after sunset. There's sections you don't want to be in during the daytime while the sun is high because it's just so much hate in certain people's souls. Their souls are just not right. And this is why we have the trouble that we have. Every time I hear this piece, I'm like my diva, I get something else from it. And it just, it touches me because I've seen what that time can do for me. And it's not pretty. My brother was beat up by the white folks, and they took the sewer cover off, and they threw his broken body down inside the sewer, and they put the manhole cover back on top of it, and it took my mom and the rest of my family a whole week to find him, and he was barely alive when they found him. He had dirt all up in his nose and just everywhere, and they broke his legs, his arms, and his ribs, and just left him there. And it's nothing but hate. But it exists. It's a reality that just should not be, and that we have to deal with it. So I thank you for this piece. Man, it's deep. Both of y'all hit on something real stuff tonight. Before we let you skate off into the Temptation Station, Can you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Definitely. So last night I had another episode of Smoking Word where everyone called in to ask me a question. So just like that, the last Tuesday of next month, Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network, will once again present Smoking Word, hosted by your boy, Paul Cram, the poet. And I don't have a topic as of yet. Give me a second. I got y'all. I promise you. The questions went really good last night. I love that idea. Also, I have a podcast that I'm inviting everyone to. You can hit my YouTube channel, or if you're already a friend, that's dope. Thank you for subscribing to the Louisiana Lyricist Lounge. Our second episode will be the 5th at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern. On this episode is me and my co-host, Emuna J. And this episode is going to be a little tough. My cousin, whose son was murdered on New Year's Eve, he made 21 years old, the inspiration for the piece that I wrote, 21. And my classmate, her son, who was murdered that same year, they're going to be on the show, and they're going to be discussing how a mother copes with the loss that none of us want to deal with. So hit my YouTube channel for that show, and it's going to be memorable. Mm. Back to you, lady.
Thank you, thank
All
you,
right.
thank you. I'm going to talk a little bit on this after I escort you over here to Temptation Station. If you would be so kind to do me the honor, grab my arm. That's what I want over here, grab you something to drink. Get sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. We got a fresh box of your favorite cigars over there as well.
Ooh.
Yeah. A baby.
Thank
baby.
You,
You're
baby,
welcome.
Baby.
One love, one mic.
One
mic.
One love, one mic.
Yo, he is such a dope poet, too. You know, I am in awe of my people, and I'm talking about poets. The fact that I actually know y'all and how amazing you are as poets, and to hear you go into a different voice, a different tone and rhythm, it's just amazing. And then to just get back to the fact that you just wonderful people, that's it. And the poetry is just the gift that you offer to us. It's amazing. But you know, I have a neighbor who has lived over here longer than I have. Actually, this is her neighborhood. She grew up here. And her grandson was actually sitting outside one night across the street from me. And he was sitting out there with his uncle. And somebody walked up and started shooting and took that boy's life. It was a Friday night. And that Saturday would have been his 16th. I still don't really know what it was about, but to see that happen, and I remember her running out the house because he jumped up, he ran in the house, and you could actually see the trail of blood because the guy kept shooting as he ran in his house. And his grandmother came out the house just screaming, and I froze. I didn't know what to do. I had never seen anything like that before. And she was telling us, because by the time the whole block went to the hospital, followed the ambulance, and by the time he got there and got up to the second floor where they were working on him, the surgeon came out and said that they lost him. And, I'm going to leave this alone because it's getting me emotional. But
yeah, it kind of gets to you. Yeah.
It's horrible.
Well, my dear.
We got more callers up in here though, so, and I think this is another one of Epiphany family member getting ready to come up in here. Let's open up this mic and see. Is this who I think it is? Is this my diva coming in here? Are you mutating?
Happy Wednesday, Christina Stone.
Yep, this is my diva. Hey, welcome to Diva Talk. How you doing tonight?
I'm just happy to make sure that you guys know what day of the week it is and that I'm here. Happy on the first day of May because I had an amazing April National Poetry Month. But very, very good to be. And I'm looking forward to this one.
Mm. Oh, that's awesome. Yes. That is awesome. I'm glad it was good for you. I'm glad the energy was right. And well, I know the poetry is absolutely amazing. It's too many of y'all for me to give you individual credit, but I'm going to just say thank you, and you are appreciated, and you are heard.
Amen. You know what?
Oh, go ahead, Eva, I'm sorry.
If I may interject just 1 minute, Gina,
I heard
your Monday morning show on the Clubhouse.
The AM Drive.
And I'm telling you, I love it. And it's normal. I'm not even online. I don't even pick up my phone in the morning. But I just happened to be on it, and I said, let me listen. And I'm telling you, y'all poets are amazing. And then the discussion was,
We always have a topic. We have a what say you. We have a what's in your cup. We have where the hell are you calling from and what's the weather like there.
Yeah.
We have black bags.
And what are you drinking? I really like that one. What are you drinking?
Yeah.
I'm so angry. So
what's in your cup? Yes, ma'am. It's not everything because it depends. It depends on how long I've been awake, what's in my cup.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
But that's a great
fun.
Show. Great show.
Hey, hey, hey. What it do, what it do, what it do. This is your boy for real, the Poet Douglas.
This is Rain.
Okay, I don't know what that was. That's Blog Talk.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
My hand ain't even nowhere near the switchboard, so I don't know what
well,
that was.
Well, I legit thought you were on a three-way call, and you brought him in.
That's okay.
I thought it was for real opening up his own microphone for a second. I'm like, hey, I got excited. You know, we don't hear from him that often anymore. But it's all
I don't know the math on that, but that was different.
Yeah,
okay.
It was a bit different though. You know what? I love the titles that you guys have. What do you call it? The AM Drive and what's in your cup
or whatever. Poetry.
Yeah.
We have the kitchen. Where we do speed round after speed round, but we're gonna fill you up with as much poetry as you can get on a Saturday afternoon to fortify your weekend. Come in, add something to the pot, and let's go. And then in the living room, sit you down on the comfy couch so that we can get to know you. Everyone who comes in and brings a piece gets a mini feature. So we want you to tell us about you, tell us about your piece, and ask you what would you like for us to give you in response to the piece. Because we're not critiquing, because we're not critics, because we're not professionals. We're all poets working on our craft. I ain't better than you, you ain't better than me, so let's just see. What did you bring and what do you want from it? And sometimes people have a partial piece. And they want to know what direction to go in. We'll supply that in the living room. And if not, then we have an interviewee. And then Monday morning, like you already said, Ms. VIP, we have the AM Drive. When you come in, just strap yourself in, is all I got to tell you. it's a nice way to start your – I feel like start your Monday, starting your week, and you are starting your day. If you tuned in on your car stereo, on your commute, to listen to an AM radio program, this is that. But it's on the Clubhouse.
Yeah. Well,
that's
I don't know about my diva, but Gina, I think I'm ready, and I know my diva's ready to hear some poetry.
Oh, absolutely.
And I know it's dope coming from you. So.
Yes.
We're going to put the spotlight on you.
I didn't know if y'all had a question tonight. There was no question. It's just open mic, no question.
No.
It's just open mic.
You can ask a question because it is
open mic. So, hey, if you want to know something, sure.
I do. I want to know if either of you have completed 30 poems in 30 days for National Poetry Month, and if you haven't, is it something you aspire to do?
I wrote some, but to be honest, I haven't really been writing regularly. because my attention is drawn to other things. I have different projects and stuff going on, and sometimes I don't have the time to pick my pen up. And when I do find the time, sometimes I'm so worn out, I will lay back and get comfortable and fall asleep with the pen in my hand. So, you know. But I think one day I will actually complete the 30 poems, and I might give them all to y'all in one day, or I give one to you every single day for 30 days. But one of these days I'm going to do that, because I like that. Of course, being a poet, I love to write, you know. But like I said, I got to find a way to squeeze it sometimes. But that's a good question. Thank you.
It is. I've tried to do that. I got to like day 13 and was like, okay, I had enough.
I'm gonna be honest with you. Well, life be life, and you do the best you can. But the honesty, you have to be honest with yourself. I'm not gonna be able to do this, or I'm not. I knew this year I could not, but I know a year when I had legit nothing going on and insomnia, I did 90 pieces in 30 days. So.
Wow.
Now that's
I feel
writing,
like I owe myself. I just feel like I owe myself this April.
That's all right. That is all right. I like that. It gets like that. And it's a beautiful thing. I bet I do. That was a nice question. Thank you for that. You know, you brought some You usually do, but tonight is something about, I don't know, maybe I got spring fever, but your energy is super high. That laugh is life.
Oh.
You know, the giggle, it is. I always say that. And we appreciate you. But what I'm going to do, I'm going to stop, as For Real would say, I'm going to stop lathering you. He calls it lather when I compliment.
Oh, That's what he
calls it. He's like, so much lather. But I'm going to stand back. I'm going to adjust the spotlight. And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Thank you. I follow this piece crazy. Crazy, I'll drive you crazy if you let me. And I'll do it daily. See, I come from crazy folks, crazy stock. Crazy and me are neighbors. We don't just live around the corner from each other. Nah, we right here next to each other on the same block. We have levels and shades of crazy, and that ain't no joke. Some people see crazy as a stigma, the insane and an enigma. Crazy is abundant, it's rapid, it's all around you. Unless you see them, sometimes you'd be surprised by it because it'll show. They'll put on their red nose and you'll never be able to point and say, they're crazy girls. Sometimes it's regular, ordinary and boring. Many medicate daily to stay cool, others off their meds. Or act a fool. I've seen plenty of videos on TikTok and YouTube. They say that it runs in gene pools. Got mine honestly. I embrace it totally, completely, using the madness to my advantage. I'm brighter than the average. It's said that the lines are blurred between genius and insanity. And I'm cool right now. I'm in the place I need to be. However, I suggest you check your back when you're around me. Anyone can offend me. Simply, I need you to be wondering what it is I'm going to do. I'm next. And I will simply ask you to pucker up and kiss my butt. With this poetry, I will take my symbolta. But I just want you to watch your step. And it's not a suggestion, because I might touch down with you when I'm serious. This is making fun of me. So take it easy. I'm just crazy. I'm being a storm, and the storm is over. In peace.
I like that. Crazy. I like
right.
that.
I did too. Sometimes I feel a little crazy myself.
That's all right. We all got to be a little crazy to get along in this world. So I like that. I appreciate that. Crazy. That was cute.
Oh, yeah. I appreciate so y'all. Mean. Like, I can't sing. I'll give you what my partner, Jesse, he calls it this. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, I guess all I got. I got a ooh yeah, but I can't like I can't sing a whole song. But I did go ooh yeah. And so crazy. Look, that was it for me tonight.
I tell everybody, I know I can't carry a tune in a bucket of water across the room, but I still do it. I don't care.
Oh,
so
yeah.
That's my way.
Just because I sing don't mean I don't. I just still do
okay.
There you go.
You know, it gives joy. I mean, it sounds joyous because your voice, you know, it's the energy. You sound like, hey. No matter what, I got that joy. No one can take it away from me.
Yeah.
So there you go.
There you go.
And that's exactly how
there you go.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Oh, that joy.
We love
you too. You know, that's the difference between heaven and hell. You got joy and pleasantry, and you got misery and just chaos. That's it.
Mm-hmm.
So you stay in that energy, Gina. Stay with your giggle. I tell you, that's life. And just stay up there. It's a beautiful place to be, you know, because it's too easy to get sucked into that dark place.
You know,
man.
They let you put a little note on your messenger. They let you put a little note at the top. And I usually say it's Wednesday and I'm not well, because when Wednesday would come up and I was, you know, talk to my small house family, I would be like, well, it's me. But for the last two Wednesdays, I've been actually in a good place. So I said, it's Wednesday and I'm well. You'd be surprised at how many people commented to that and said, I'm glad you're well, because I'm not. And that gives me inspiration, because I know you didn't have some bad Wednesdays. So I'm going to keep hope alive, because I know that you or the storm was on the horizon. That those clouds blew away, and today was a good day. It was funny, and I was blessed. And I'm just happy to be here. Even if I'm crazy, I got enough sense to know that.
That's what's up. That's what's
right.
up. All right, Miss Storm, thank you. Now, before we let you skate off on over there with Paul Cram and Temptation Station, could you please let everyone know what you have going on in the world of Epiphany Radio's universe?
Absolutely. So catch me and Just Day, I formerly mentioned partner, Just Day and Gina Show at Epiphany, 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. The same calling number, 319-527-6300. If you have not already, please do so. Send us an MP3 quality. It does not have to be such music. It can be a cappella, spoken word track of yourself. We need it to be love or heartache. We, you know, have a family-friendly show, so we're going to add that this is not going to be erotic, but it can be sensual. It's going to be adult, but not excessive profanity. Outside of that, in that MP3, just J, J-U-S. Yes, ma'am? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. I'm in my garage, and sometimes my signal goes wonky, so I thought that I had hit the dead zone. Okay, so... Just send us an MP3 at JustJGinaShow at Gmail, and we'd be happy to put you in the rotation. We are actually compiling our second mixtape. If you didn't hear the first one, please download that. And if you're on it, download it and listen to yourself. And if you're on this next one, it'll be because you looked out. So we are not just poets. We're also PJs. We're poem jockeys. So join us on Saturday night.
All right. Well, I'm going to escort you on over there real quick. I ain't walking you all the way over there because you know your way. I'm going in there and tell Paul Graham, I said, continue to enjoy himself. All right?
Oh, I enjoyed his show last night. So this is back-to-back love for me. My cigar was like, you know, Mary Jane friendly. I'm taking a break from wine. I'm doing a cleanse for 30 days, but I'm happy to be in this company, and I enjoy y'all so much. So one love, one night.
One love,
one night.
You know, I wish I could freestyle. I do.
Me too.
I really wish I could freestyle.
I know I can.
Well, let me pay another bill real quick, and this is going to be a quick
right.
one, and we'll be right back and open up this next mic.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio, the Real Entertainment Network. Your number one hit station in town.
This is Radio. This is Sandra, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
All right, we are back. Welcome back, everybody. As they said, this is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. And the dial-in number, once again, is 319-527-6300. And by all means, press that 1. Join us. We'd love you to. All right, we're going to open up this next mic to area code 818. Welcome to Divas Talk. Who do we have on the line?
Yo, feel the vibe. This is Rob Chimbe Court Morrow. What's up, Divas?
Well, hello there. How you been, stranger? Welcome. Oh, my goodness. I see you rocked now. You shaking them dreads.
Yeah, I was shaking them on my way home. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's what's up. Oh, it's good to hear from you. My goodness. How have you been?
I'm doing okay. I can't complain. I've been going through a lot the past couple of years, and so I've been kind of been a little bit out of the game, but my drumming has kept me up afloat. So, but yeah, and I miss you guys too. I miss I just miss you guys quite a bit and stuff, you know. So yeah, I figured, you know, I heard you on Friday on Keith Eric's show, so figured I'll come through and show a little representative of Diva, you know. So hope you guys are going good, and shout out to For Real the Poet, the guy who gave me my first job.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So it's all
what's up? Yeah. I heard you on Renaissance, and I also was in, what's his name? I think you were on Clubhouse. I caught you over there when you came through on one of Mouthpiece's shows. I'll be listening. And both times it was very enjoyable, you know. But you know, it's always an open mic here waiting for you. All you gotta do is walk through the door. It's always here for you.
Well, I would definitely be doing that more often, you know, because I definitely want to get back into these some of the things in terms of my writing, and it all works.
Absolutely. Well, tonight is open mic, and if you have a question for one of us, you can also add that in there. So what's the deal? What you got for us to listen to?
I don't know. You know, the poetry thing, you know, the poetry thing has been going on for quite a bit, you know, at least over a decade and stuff, you know. What do you guys feel its impact on poetry and spoken word in general? And that was a big question.
What do we feel the impact it has, or does it have an impact? What's the impact on us?
Does it have an impact?
Absolutely has an impact. You know, us as individuals, we all have our own story. We are all on our own journey. But when we pen it and we put it out there, we tell our parts of our stories, because that's what our poetry is part of our story. It's also speaking to someone who is going in that same direction, is walking in those same footsteps or walking through that same kind of door. It's not the exact same, but it's very similar to where they can relate. So it absolutely has an impact on the world. And somebody... there's always somebody out there that needs them. No, they are not by themselves. You are not the only one that's quirky. You're not the only one that's hurt. You're not the only one that's in love and elated. You're not the only one on the self-discovery. It's always somebody else's story that's being told. So, yeah, absolutely has an impact.
For sure.
I agree. I think would they say that poetry is like 95% life, you know what I'm saying? And to me, I think poetry will appeal to everyone's senses, and we can relate to anything, no matter if you, let's say, even though you may not have had to go to a funeral of a loved one, or someone has, and you write about it, or you finally go to one, and then, whoa, and then there it is, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
And also, too, like, when we speak about, I won't say revolution, but the conscious pieces, that's what I think a lot of people relate to, as well as the romance. So, we have to make ourselves known. We have to make ourselves heard. Because if we don't, you know, how are people to know? So I think it does have a big impact, most definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Voice.
At least you guys forget that you guys also did a you in on the erotica. It was good. It was bad.
we had
stepped away from that. It kind of like it gets to be tenacious, and you don't want it all over you like that all the time, because people start to look at you as that is all that is in your of your existence,
right.
And it's not.
Right.
We are
it's
so
not.
Much more
right.
than eroticism, you know. It's not
mm-hmm.
bad. It's not a bad thing because it's sexy as hell, you know, but there's more
mm-hmm.
to us than just the sexy part, you know. We got
mm-hmm.
good conversation and you know, laughter. We got humor, all kinds of stuff, you know. It goes much deeper than that.
mm-hmm.
Yes, that's what's up, you know. And one thing I would say about being online, you know, this is about 10 years ago. No, actually it's been more like 14 years. Damn. I had a situation, a couple of a poet here in Los Angeles, and I was under the assumption that everybody that, because he's a real popular individual, and he has his own poetry event, at least like every other month and stuff, but I figured that everybody was be down with him. I know them. I know those people who are down with him. So I figure, oh shit. I listen. I'm exiled from the poetry community because I had run in with this particular guy. But and that's what I came into Talk Blog Talk Radio and stuff. Sister Name. I forgot the name. Sister Name. But she had a poetry show every Saturday night, late Saturday night.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first time I met Mimi, just me, the poet. And then later on, then I got introduced to For Real Vivity. And your stuff as well. So it really made a difference in my life. You know, understanding that there's more of the poetry and spoken word than this. The I will call some of the elitist. You know, the mindset of attitude of some people that you see in other poetry, it's like it's universal. It's like, and it's
mm-hmm.
for everybody. So,
mm-hmm.
I definitely appreciate the what it's done for me as well. So, but with that being
mm-hmm.
said, I'm going to go ahead and get into a piece. And I wrote this, but I haven't read it yet. So, I might spend
mm-hmm.
a little time.
Mm-hmm.
Bear with me.
All right. Well, the mic is yours.
Thank you. Out of the ordinary, now standard procedures. Observing struggles half empty but can't afford to fill the tank. Useless inflation of politicians exploiting voters yet still expect us to accept their excuses via handwritten notes from Exxon and Walmart telling us to shut the fuck up. With deepest sincerity, see you at the polls. Back turn, pissing on grassroots. While fattening pigs ordering our submission to symbolism, Katanji, just another first Negro on my block rerun played too many times. Social restriction placed on truth, colonization of African heartbeats, and full white liberalism can't distinguish dirty-haired hippies, subconscious white nationalism playing the rhythms that predominantly white African drum circles with ulterior motives to uphold their privilege. Just oppose the polls, black media, playing divide and conquered, chickens home roosting, brothers and sisters in high places, rebuilding the Malcolm Elijah split, trashing decorum and understanding healthy disagreements. Now you're a bootlicker, but you can't articulate the FACO argument without name-calling. Black truth is all moot, without receipts, playing cheat seats of black power. Although critique is vital, respect level is a healthy meal we must devour. Stop choking bones and warp YouTube ideology. Our impulse control is part of our fold. We can see the light only for enlightenment. And so it is.
Wow.
Mm.
You know, y'all coming hard tonight. These conscious pieces are touching. They touching me deep because in some time or another in my life, I've experienced bits and pieces of your pieces. And wow. But you know what, Rob? You do a lot of conscious pieces, and they never get old. They never I haven't heard you actually repeat any as far as I've been associated with you. And this piece right here was deep, just like the rest of them, and I really enjoyed it. Oh, man. Wow.
I think I was going to try to look. I was going to try to look for an erotic piece, but I couldn't find it. So
here you go. It's all good. It's all good. Diva, what you got for that?
I've kind of missed hearing you because you always give reference to the drums, you know, and.
Mm-hmm.
And your pieces, they take one back to a time where life was a little better. And so your conscious pieces, they never will go. Let's say they will never be irrelevant. Let's put it that way, because things that the bad things never stop unless somebody of a higher power decides to stop it all. But great piece, Rob. Really appreciate you coming through.
Thank you. Appreciate you.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate you both for his voices and stuff. So it's good to be back.
Wait. Now, wait. Before we let you skate off to Temptation Station, is there anything you want to let everybody know that you got going on?
Well, at this point, I'm kind of in the process of trying to get something going, and actually, you know, I keep promising it, but it will come to fold eventually. Before this year is out, I'm going to bring back the vibe on Saturday. But probably not going to be a consistent thing. It'll just be something that I probably just once because it's been five years since me and Sister Casey Connolly rocked the mic and stuff, and I enjoyed her energy and her spirit, and you through as well as for real, he's the one that, you know, got me that job, and you know, first with Melissa Yelverton, say that, and then later with KC, you know, really bringing out there. Hosting and really listening to other voices really helped me to excel into, you know, understanding poetry, understanding my position in it and stuff, you know. So, and of course, it helps when two ladies threaten you to not give up your pen.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Shout out to Hurricane Roger. May she rest in the eternal spirit. May peace be upon her. So, hopefully before the summer's out, I will bring back the vibe, but I'll keep the details. I'll update you on the details.
All right. That's what's up. Well, thank you for that. Well, let me walk you over here to Temptation Station real quick. You got Paul Cram over there, Gina Storm. Who else? I forget who else is over there, but you can grab yourself something to drink. Sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby. One love.
Baby,
one
baby.
Night.
My
love, one night.
Yeah, he's a dope poet. He really is, and it is good to hear from him. You know, so many of us that have to fall back sometimes because life be life, and you know,
right.
But it's always good to hear from them again. So, Let's open up this next mic to another one of our Tiffany family members, the other half host of the Just Jay and Gina show. We got ourselves Just Jay. Hey, Jay, welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight?
Hey, Jay.
Just Jay, you there?
Crap, I'm up here trying to figure out how to use a doggone telephone. That's what's going on. What's going on, y'all? Yay! These things been around 100 years. Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, that's what's up. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm doing good. You know, I worked a little bit late tonight. I'm still on the road driving now. I do have a piece ready for y'all. I know I've been kind of skipping on the pieces, but yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and try to make it do what it do till it's done.
All right.
Well, open mic whenever you.
Oh, y'all ain't got no questions for me or nothing like that. I like getting questions from divas.
Well, actually, we were saying
a question from a diva.
You can ask us a question tonight if you choose.
Oh, so y'all have left yourself wide open tonight, huh?
We're taking the question off the table so you can spit your ball.
Oh, man. All right, now I'm just going to go into the question. I'll be thinking of a question as I'm reciting my poem.
Okay.
All right.
Whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
I appreciate you, ladies. This is a piece right here that, since I'm driving, this is the only one I have in my head, so I'm going to go ahead and spit it. Excuse me, miss. I'm not really good at this, but I like the way your waist twists. I mean to compliment your hips, those curves and dips makes a brother's heart and lips long and beckon for your kiss. Now, if loving you ain't right, I'm prepared not to be shit. Hit your pussy like a fist, punch and twist, to no longer stiff, as you bear my seed as a gift. You and I, opposing forces for strength, to teach the children wisdom so their lives have length. Protect them from life's bitter pinch, because as we both know, life can be a bitch. But we take the lemons, and thus we make the best of it. I must admit that you're my hand and I'm your mitt. And another could ever, ever hold a candle, for you are the ink in my quill, your queen. Your very desires, my will, we can forge the family from steel. With our solidarity as our shield, not materially rich, but we got meals. We live life with zeal, you and me forever, baby. And that's something that's real.
Damn, Jay. Deepa, go ahead, you first.
I like that kind of love.
Oh, I like that kind of love too.
I really enjoy you speak. At first I was always trying to find out what you were about, and then the more I hear you, the better it gets. And this piece was just a totally relatable to me. Like, this is how love should be. Look, I got you, you got me.
Yeah.
So, but I love that piece, though. So, thank you so much.
And, you know, it's not about what you bring to the table, too, and it's not about, well, I'm going to put 50% in. Both people should be putting in 100% of what they have. And that right there is a better formula than trying to match money for money or resource for resource.
Absolutely.
That's right.
I'm a big fan. You know what? I'm a fan of your poetry, period. I always have been. But like my diva said, I like that kind of love. I don't know about that. I mean, I know it's a metaphor, but you're talking about punching in the pussy. I'm like, wait a minute, stop.
Right.
That's how
I can
say it's a pill joke.
But you know what? I dig your poetry, and you're right. When they, you know, I really hate that question, what do you bring to the table? Because that shouldn't even come about. That shouldn't even come out of people's mouths. It's the thing of if you are in a relationship with someone, you have a desire to be with them. That's it. And whatever comes along with you, you want to bring that. you already, it's a natural thing that comes from you. But you want to continue to give and work with your partner regardless. I just despise that question. What do you bring to the table? What? What do you want? Because that's how I feel. Well, then what do you want? If that's the case.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We're going to put stipulations on this then. If that's what you want, this is how we're coming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Why can't it just be organic and a natural flow of things? There was never a question. Years ago, that question wasn't coming into play. It was, you just found out about your partner and what it is that y'all could combine together to make it work and keep working. That was it. It wasn't what you bring it to the table. Motherfucker, I am the table. Now, what do you want? You sitting down?
Right. Now, what do you want?
What? Okay.
What do you bring it to the table?
That's how it makes me feel, you know? But because I'm a Pisces, so I stay in my head in fantasy land, but I'm also in love with being in love. Okay, even though I'm not, I just love the everything about love, the good, the bad, the ups and downs, because when you can work through it, nothing can top that, nothing, you know.
Right.
But I'm not going to keep going on about this. It was a great piece, as always, Jay.
Yeah.
I love your poetry, man. And it's always an open mic waiting here for you. I got to come to that that AM drive. I think I stopped by there once. It sounds good. It sounds almost
you will enjoy it.
My signature words. It sounds delicious.
Yeah.
Because
I
bet you did. Mm-hmm. When you mentioned all the different titles that go with it, what is it? What's in your cup or what the hell you drinking or whatever? Even when you say the word, I can't say on verbatim, but even when you say the words AM drive, I can literally smell the morning air. Mm. I can hear the traffic. I know what it's like to be in that morning traffic on the way to work. And the sun is just rising. Okay.
Right.
Daylight is just breaking through. So you could still you could see the traffic lights and everything. It's something about being in that AM drive. And you can hear the person adjusting the radio station and everything. I love it. But I got somebody and show some love, man. Y'all, some of me.
Come on through. We do segments, you know what I'm saying? We the different things that VIP was telling you about were the different segments that we have. You know, they go for a certain set amount of time. If it's a little hot, we let it go a little bit over, but then we go ahead and cut it off and go into the next segment.
Okay.
It's the closest thing to Breakfast Club minus the Palace Intrigue and stuff they got going on. And any nighttime shows where everybody get together and they talk about different things. But we do no politics, we do no religion, and we just try to go ahead and be human and doing people stuff.
That's what I'm talking about. That's what's up. Okay, well, I guess it's kind of redundant to ask you what you got going on, because you pretty much just gave us
What's happening
your shows. Okay, well, tell everybody what you got going on.
At Epiphany, come on in. We got stuff going here at Epiphany 7 days a week, y'all, so y'all can't miss. But this Saturday is the one that I'm talking about directly right now. Me and Gina, we're gonna have this conversation about sex. I'm so tired of getting close to talking about this thing. We're gonna ask those real questions, like how long is long enough? And I ain't talking about members. I'm talking about time. We're gonna talk about all those intimate things, things that like how come a woman would not want to be bothered? So we can go ahead and educate you guys about like sometimes it's not about you. Mr. Egomaniac, it's not about you. And she may not even understand why she does not want to, but right now she does not want to. Do not hurt yourself for in the future by being stupid and impatient. Yeah, we're going to have a good old conversation.
Right.
I'm sitting here with my hand up like I'm in the classroom ready. I'm ready. I'll be there.
I tell you, can I answer that one? I'm right here. Don't go look back there. Wait, can I answer the question, T? Tisha, please. Yes. Yes. Bells on. Oh, yes. I got some shit to say. So I'm going to be there.
Come on in. We're going to need you. We're going to need both of y'all.
That's what's up. All right.
We're going to get down into the weeds this time. We're going to find out about the why relationships over time go sour.
Okay.
So we're going to get off into this sex thing. We're going to get off into this
sex
thing.
I might have to send you a piece, Just Jay.
Oh, please do. And perform it.
Mm-hmm. Well, now.
Oh. We need you on the next album, VIP.
I may have to send it to you. Yeah, well, no, it's not that. I'm going to be out of town this weekend. I'm going to give it to my diva, or I'm going to send it to you so you can play it.
Okay.
Please do. I will go ahead and play it in your stead.
There you go.
I'm about to get on your case just a tiny bit before I let you skate off over there with your party.
Get her, because VIP been getting away with too much stuff. Get her, Danielle.
No, I'm talking of you. Now, I sent y'all two pieces. Maybe you missed it because I didn't put my name on it, but I'm going to send them to you again. Please don't play Black Love again.
That Black Love banging. What you talking about? That's from my car right now.
Oh, shit.
Don't be like that. Hey, she going to hate on something.
Oh, my God. It's my piece I'm hating on. I'm like, that thing is so old. That was literally the very first piece that was laid down with a track. Very first. And I was in awe
of myself
when I first heard it.
Well, you were probably
because
that right there was out the park the very first try. You know how hard it is for people to go and hit it, but you probably don't. You probably like, all you got to do is just go in there and do it. It's going to turn out perfect.
No, I was nervous as hell. I was so scared to have it put out there. And honestly, I didn't know that For Real was going to lay it down on the track. I was like, what? Wait, that's me. Oh, my Lord. I'm
that's
looking
like
around sitting here by myself.
Are you just joking around? Are you fishing for compliments? What are you doing?
No, I'm not. I'm like, that piece is so old. It's like a dinosaur now. Why do we keep playing it? And you're not the only one that has pulled it up and played it. I'm like, where the hell did they find that at? Oh, my God. I forgot it was in there, but it's all good.
You don't say that about none of Patti LaBelle stuff. You don't say that about none of these classics that's out here. But when it's you're going to go ahead and say that. I'm a pop.
It's just, no, you're just Jay.
Well, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
Well, I am a friend.
That part.
No, it's all good. It's all
good. Can I be
good.
Frank
I'm
with you?
Like, of course.
All right, thank you.
All right, Jay. I'm going to escort you over here to the Temptation Station with
Come
your
on,
partner, Crimes, over there. We got Paul Cram over there. We got Rob Morrow over there. So we're going to go over there and get you something to drink. If you smoke, grab you something to smoke and sit back, put your feet up, and take your socks off. Baby, baby.
Hey, y'all, I'm going to be the one with all the curves, okay? Just keep it. Just, I know what's talking there. I'm the one without the curves. Y'all take
oh,
that.
Oh, Lord.
One love, one mic.
Much love.
One love, one mic.
He's about crazy. He can't help it. It's all good, though. It's
funny.
All love.
It man. Sure is.
Yes.
It's funny.
All right, let me pay a bill again, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to open up this next. Matter of fact, I'm going to throw a song up in there before I open up this next mic, right after I pay a bill, and we'll be right back. All right?
Radio. This is Epiphany Radio. Thank you.
I like I'll Be Sure doing that remake of Roberta Flack's Killing Me Softly.
Yeah.
Welcome back. I'm back. You know, a lot of people don't do certain remakes justice, but he did that one. I like that. People, we got one last call in here. And let's open it up and get this artist on the mic. We got ourselves a Mr. Automatic Charismatic. Welcome to Divas Talk. How you doing tonight, Auto?
Hey, I'm doing fine. How are y'all beautiful black goddess queens doing?
Oh, my. Oh, well.
Good, right?
I'm good. Okay.
I like to claim myself. Don't nobody appreciate the black woman like I do.
That's what's up. Well, we appreciate you too, black man. Thank you. Thank you very much. So tonight is open mic. You can ask us a question if you want to, or you can just get right into your piece. So how you want to do
that? Oh, I can ask a question?
You can ask a question. Yes, you can.
Okay. Okay. As far as revolutionary, who is that one black woman that inspired you?
Oh my God, revolutionary!
That historical black woman, revolutionary.
Oh gosh, Angela Davis.
That's a good one.
She I loved her. She was very articulate, and she always looked you in the eye. I wasn't able to do that for a long time, but I would see her, and I'm like, well, shit, if it's a bit easy for a woman to do that, it is possible and not get knocked down. I can do that. So she inspired me. She encouraged me. Oh, yeah, that's her right there. She was something else, too. Spoke with a lot of power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Now, with me, you know, the second I think of any poet, Nikki Giovanni was very prolific, okay? She did spoken word. And a lot of things that she touched on was truly amazing. So now, and then the fact that she's a professor at a university is just great to me because I'm all about education. So between her and Angela Davis, Angela Davis was the first person I thought of as well. But Nikki is on too.
Absolutely. Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Beautiful vibes. And Nikki Giovanni was going to go to, she came to my college. That was at. And Angela Davis is somebody, is a queen that I would like to meet. She was not intimidated when they were trying to take her. They tried to take her life. And she was not intimidated. She was on the throne and she ran that throne.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All
right. Thank you very much for that, Auto. Now, I know you got a freestyle piece of genius for us.
Yes.
But what I'm going to do, I'm going to get out of the way. Come on, Diva, move over. I'm going to adjust the spotlight.
Hey, yeah.
And whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Okay, the name of my freestyle, and I had to do this one. We Want Freedom. So, I guess that Gaza is feeling blackness and being oppressed, fighting a war against Israel. Ooh, to me, those are not the true Israelites, but getting to another passion, black people getting beat down by the same old oppressor who does not give us no reparations for the buildings that they destroyed, for the people that they have killed. It's time to rebuild. No, it's not a time to give up. It's a time to keep moving. They destroyed Black Wall Street. Why can black people just have freedom? Why do we have to be colonialized? Speaking words and speaking words to be wise. And I wonder how many people sympathize. We go talk about anti-Semitic, but damn, America is still anti-black, telling lies, but we on the rise. See, I will say her name, and I will say his name, and I will say her name, and I will say his name, like Breonna Taylor, like Philando Castile. Shot dead. And that's how it treats. And what we want? Freedom. What do we want? Freedom. You see, sometimes maybe I feel like I got to get like Nat Turner on that ass. Maybe I got to let white supremacy know that we ain't fucking around anymore. Maybe I gotta let them know that we tried to be peaceful march with Dr. King. God rest his soul. Maybe I gotta let them know that we will keep fighting by any means necessary, Malcolm X. We want freedom. We're not asking for it. We're demanding it. Police officers, especially white police officers, and if anybody get damn offended, please save your breath, because my people have been offended by 400 years of oppression. So I wouldn't give a fuck if anybody else was offended. I can't pretend the world's happening all over again, 400 years and counting. And what we want, freedom. Tamir Rice shot dead with a toy gun. Well, a white boy can go ahead and play with the toy gun. Now, I ain't giving a fuck about somebody got offended. I'm talking about my black people. I'm talking about my black people getting oppressed and still being oppressed. And I just looked on the computer and something like Candace Owens and some other black person talk about I never had to face oppression. I never had to fight white supremacy. Well, you are the problem. You're staying in the way. And I'm going on display. And these are the words that I say. So I say her name. I say his name. I say her name. I say his name. I say those names. I say the names of black people murdered by police officers. I say those names. I'll keep saying the names. Sandra Bland. I'll keep saying those names. Oscar Grant. So what we want, freedom. What we want, freedom. What we want, freedom. This ain't the same type of black people that came across the Potter's Bridge in Alabama that you can sick dogs on. Oh, what's happening? Black people got guns now, rifles now. Looking like the Black Panther Party, Huey Newton style. We ask for freedom. You kept putting water hoses on us. We ask for freedom. You shot Dr. King. You planned something on Malcolm X, killing. And you made sure Marcus Garvey left this country. We asked for freedom. You shot people, black people, all over again. We ain't asking no more. Government, I'll be damned if I vote for Republican or Democrat. And don't give me that shit. It got to be something for black people. Because I'll say her name. I'll say his name. I'll say her name. What we want, freedom. What we want, freedom. before I give my damn vote. And yes, they did fight to vote. But damn it, they ain't fight to be colonized. We want freedom, and we ain't asking no more. You get the gist? This automatic charismatic, the lyrical engine. Think is in, I'm all in, pipe and dry.
That's right. We ain't asking no more. We're coming for it, and we take it. And that's it. We don't need your permission. Because guess what? Even when we fight or we ask permission, so either way, we're coming for it. That was dope. That was really, really dope. That was a very strong piece. Oh, I like that. Thank you. Diva?
Yes. Well, first of all, Otto, you always have a forte for the conscious, and you sound like an activist, which is so cool. But your pieces are always on time, and like I said, being conscious is your forte. So kudos to you. It's a great piece. And every time you said, what do we want, freedom, I started to go, and we want it now. And so,
yes,
I was
yes.
saying it too.
Yes.
Right. You know what?
It's crazy because what we say to our children, that you can be black and you don't have to worry about police profiling you, pulling you over for no reason. We want to tell. That's a hard thing to do. But you got to tell them the truth.
That. That's it. Yep.
You know,
that's
people
it.
Tell me you got three strikes, you got already one strike against you. I've been hearing
yep.
that one strike against me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the God's yeah. truth. I want to tell black people that you can live like other people, but I'll be lying to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that piece was really, really dope, Otto. And you are actually the last poet of the evening. You have closed out the show for us, and we truly, truly all appreciate you always coming through and supporting, love,
Thank
giving
you.
Us your respect and this amazing poetry. So what I'm going to do personally, I'm going to escort you over there to the Temptation Station. I ain't fucking at you tonight. I'm going to let you give you a little leeway. And you can call yourself something to drink. Just sit back.
I got a surprise for y'all.
Okay. Okay.
Hello, Queens. Mm-hmm. I will be doing the show, and I'll be celebrating the Cleavers. Now, you know who the Cleavers are?
Not
Kathleen
exactly.
and Eldridge Cleaver.
Oh, okay.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Oh, Eldridge Cleaver had me when he said, fuck around the rake. I said, what?
Oh, my.
I mean, that was actually before Tupac. I get what
yeah.
Tupac. It's like when you hear Tupac, it's almost like listening to a Black Panther. You know, it's like White Man's World. It's that song right there. He did. And Kathleen Cleaver was so smooth with what she was talking. I said, dang, they you know, these people are phenomenal. Kathleen and they stuck together for the common good. Kathleen
Absolutely.
And Eldridge Cleaver.
Okay.
And that's gonna be on the Black Revolution Matter. That's what I believe. I believe Black Revolution Matter. I know we say Black Lives Matter, but nothing changes with that Black Revolution, like Nat Turner, like Frederick
absolutely.
Douglass.
Absolutely.
You know?
Yeah, absolutely. All right, well, thank you for that, Otto. We've been looking forward to it. And come on over here. Let me walk you over here to the Temptation Station. Grab
right.
yourself something to drink. Sit back. Put your feet up and take your socks.
Y'all got
off.
A DJ
baby,
out there?
Baby. Yes, we do. Yes, we do. And we got live
bands. Oh, somebody to make a move now. I'm about to take over the dance floor. Uh-oh, somebody make room. Make room for the big man.
All right.
One love.
love my mic. I love my mic. Diva, what a show. What a show. Honestly, I didn't think I was going to make it, girl, but they brought some amazing energy as always. And I just want to say thank you to everybody that called in. I see you listening for real. Shout out, baby. And thank you, Diva, for always letting me ride shotgun with you. I appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Want to get some closing words?
Okay. First and foremost, I'd like to thank everyone who listened in tonight, whether streaming or participating. Thank you so much. We really appreciate you. And listen, y'all, there's still germs out there. Keep your distance and be kind to one another. It doesn't cost a thing. Diva?
Absolutely. And always be kind to yourself. Be kind to one another, like my Diva said. Continue to love and respect one another. Okay? Be safe. And I'm going to take you guys out with this. Peace.
I wanna let you go to bed.